We had a couple of wins and a couple of losses on Thursday night for your Hastings Raider teams, and we start first with the game we were at live on KDWA. The Hastings Raiders boys hockey team winning over Henry Sibley by a final score of 5-1. They outshot the Warriors 44-9 in the game. Keaton Wolseley, the goaltender for Sibley, a great job between the pipes, stopping 39 of 44 shots. But the Raiders got goals from Kyle Bauer, his 7th of the power play, Jager Kendall, his 3rd a power play goal, then Jack Schauer got his 8th, Logan DeBettings with his first ever varsity goal, and Connor Stoffel closing the scoring for the Raiders just 13 seconds after DeBettings' goal with his 6th of the season. And it might not have came easy, but the Raiders eventually rolled to a 5-1 victory. Pete Altier scored for Henry Sibley to open the game, his 5th of the year, but the Raiders scored 5 unanswered to take the win to jump to 7-3 overall, 4-2 in the Metro East. Henry Sibley falls to 2-9 and 0-6 in the MEC. Other scores from Thursday, the other side of good news. In the pool, Hastings boys swim and dive, they win against North St. Paul. The final score there was 95-80. Things didn't go so well on the hardwood for the Raiders. First, the boys at home, they lost to Matamidi after leading at halftime. Final score was 71-65. The Raider girls basketball team also fell on some hard luck Thursday night. They lost on the road at Matamidi. The final score 65-41. Our next broadcast Friday night, playoff basketball, Prescott boys hosting Durand at 7.